نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today is already the 7th of Muharram, 1446. So we should look at time. This is the last Sunday of this first week. From tomorrow will be the 8th. So how time is going? So that's the first thing we should think about now. For us, when a new year starts, it's not time for celebration. That's for the non-Muslims. They have their wine, dine and swine. We have reflection. We should wonder, ponder. Quran Kareem teaches us, wal asri. Allah Jalla Wala takes an oath on time. Our Honorable Ustad and Sheikh, Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, who came twice to South Africa, and he was in Makkah Mukarrabah, originally from Halab, originally from Aleppo, Syria. And then he came to Makkah Mukarramah. He spent more than 50 years there. And mashallah, we had very good ta'alluq whenever we used to go to the Haramain Sharifain. We used to sit in this dars, and in his lesson he wrote over 10 tafsir. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi. Apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood. The aim was not just to finish the Quran. The aim was to finish our life in the khidmah and service of the Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah and our fiqhul Islami. That is our aim. So he is to teach us and say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَقْسَمَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذِي شَعَنِ Allah Jalla Wala only takes an oath on something very, very important, very significant. وَالْعَصْرِ Time. Now. وَالْفَجْرِ Qasam of Fajr time. So Allah Jalla Wala is highlighting all this for us, that we need to appreciate it and not kill time and waste time. So that's number one. Number two, we studied the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Ni'matan maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. Two bounties Allah has blessed us, but majority of people, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, adult children, most of us, we just waste it and squander it. As-siha wal-faraq, this health which Allah has conferred upon us. And the leisure time, today, Sunday, what we will do? Most people will just waste time. We will be busy with the TV, with the newspapers. We will go fishing. We will use the expression, I'm going to kill time. So think about it seriously. We must use the time, not abuse the time and not kill the time. Third one, Quran Sharif, Sunnah Mubarakah, Sahaba. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was very short Sahabi. Radiallahu anhu arda. When the sun would go down, imagine he would do this every day. Did we do this once in our life with 30, 40, 70, 80, 90 years old? When the sun would go down, his face would change. And people ask him, oh, Ustaji, why? What's happening to you? He said, Naqasa fihi ajali. My lifespan is decreasing. I'm going nearer to my death, nearer to my qabr. Walam yazid fihi amali. And my good deeds and actions are not increasing. So where are we, brothers? Think about it. Hazrat Ali Miah is our Ustad also. Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Nadwi Nawar Allah Marqadahu. So mashallah, one day was in Medina, he was giving dars. So then we asked for permission of hadith. Then he wrote and gave us permission for hadith. So Hazrat Ali Miah Nawar Allah Marqadahu used to say that you take a glass, you take a container, and it's empty. You can pour zamzam in it, you can pour alcohol, or some napaki in it. So that is time. Each one of us thinks 1446. How many people were here in this masjid with us? Our Hazrat Mawlana Harun sir, yesterday I asked the ulama there in Chatswood, anybody knows when Mawlana passed away, Islamic day? They said 10 Shawwal. I said, Subhanallah. Hazrat Mufti Shafi sahab, rahimahullah, ma'ariful Quran. We met Hazrat many times. So Allah's fazl, he passed away on 10th of Shawwal, 1976. And Mawlana Harun sahab, rahimahullah, passed away in 2020, 10 Shawwal. I got married in this masjid, 10 Shawwal. So, a lot of things happened. Mawlana Qasim, my brother-in-law, performed the nikah. Mawlana Harun was sitting there, and he made the dua. So, a lot of things that has happened. So, that is introduction. So, make qadr. The Shair says, وَقْتِ تُلُو دَيْكَ وَقْتِ غُرُوب دَيْكَ اَبْ فِكَرِ آخِرَتِ دُنْيَا كُو خُوب دَيْكَ. We saw the rise of people and nations. We saw the fall and decline of people and nations. Yesterday was Prime Minister, today is out. Yesterday was President, today is out. Today is President, today they're saying he's a moron and he's crazy. You know? So dunya is like that. So now we saw cities, we saw countries, we saw continents, we saw so many things. Now start making fikr of akhirat. And then, because we saw so much about dunya. So dunya got its own system. So brothers, we know, I want to share with you three things today, because most of you are not aware of it. Our Bhai Abdul Samad Chauhan, he contacted me, he's our elder. He said, you stayed in Newcastle so long. I told him, yeah, I stayed 20 years, 81 January to 2001 January. So he said, Ijtima is there, so he must speak about it. So I said, chalo, ye is Markaz, you know. Haji Bhai Padja and everybody. Who is Mawa Qasim Sema Rahimahullah? Most of you met him, I'm sure. Mawa Qasim Sema Rahimahullah was born in 1920. Whenever, he's come out first in school madrasa. Whenever the teachers, inspectors come, whites, you know, school, they ask, what you want to do? They say, I want to become a priest. In those days, they say, I want to become a priest. From a very young age, he always had the jazbah, the zeal, I want to go study. Yes. There were hardly any ulama in South Africa. He was born in Newcastle. At the age of 1935, Miaswam, this Mawlana, Hazrat Mufti sahab, and them, they know who I'm talking about. So Mawlana Ibrahim Mia, Mufti Ahmed Mia, all of them, they rahimahullah, they are father. So Mawlana Ahmed Mia, so you must remember that. So he passed away in 63. So he met Mawlana, he came there, and he said, Mawlana was a young man, obviously. He said, I believe you want to study. He said, yes. He said, okay, you'll arrange your passport, everything, and we will pay for everything. You go and study there in Darbel. So Mawlana went steamer hatte, you know, go from here Durban with the boat and ship and all that. So he went, I just want to show you, because you got Darul Uloom here, you got students here, you got ulama. When you study Bukhari Sharif, then you speak of the Sulasi Riwayat between Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are only three Ravis, they are three people. Mawsema started Darul Uloom in 1973. This is the truth. Whether we like, don't like, that's your business. He went Natal, he went Transvaal, Cape Town, nobody wanted to stand with Mawlana. Not one. Nobody. When he went to Transvaal, they told him he must close the Darul Uloom. Understood? He was wasting your time. That's the words they told him. He told me this many times. So Mawlana stood, Allah wanted to take work. He went to his beloved teacher, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, rahimahullah. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah told him, I'll give you one of my best students. Mawlana Mansurul Haq was very sick now, and Rasenberg made dua for him. So he came in 76 alone. He was the first teacher to come. No South African teacher. Imagine. It's an indictment upon us. Then he started teaching heaps and all. Then his brother came in 79. So anyway, all that, 81 January I came. One, two other teachers were there and all that. So that's how the Darul Uloom then. 82 came, so there was a big mashurana. Mawlana Sema told us, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri ne farmaya, ke qiyamat bahut kareeb hai, rijal paida karo. Mishkat tak inko parao aur farigh kar do. Ye Bukhari aur Tirmizi, iski koi zarurat nahi, is zamane mein inko jaldi jaldi farigh karo. So 82, Mishkat Sharif, now what? He was his Maulana from Akkal Kuwa. Maulana? Ghulam Mastanvi. Is it? Yeah. He came somehow. So he said, Hazrat, ab mashura kar rahe, what you wish in time? So Maulana said, what you mean? He said, koi Allama Shah Kashmiri to nahi aayega, ye koi nahi aayega, ye wo, aapke to bare bare asatiz aaye, you just start the dora, finish. So he was the muharrik and the one who said this, you see. So in dora, 1983 final year, Yog Maulana Ismail Saleji all, mashallah, gave him what a death, Allah grant them all. Jannat al-Firdaus. So mashallah, Maulana Qasim Sema, Maulana Mansurul Haq, Maulana Sema Ibrahim Rahimahullah, Maulana Mansurul Haq, Maulana Mumtazul Haq is Shaheed, he also passed away, Maulana Yunus Osman. And now one kitab was left, Sunan Nasai, Mutta Malik, Mutta Muhammad. So Maulana looked at me, he said, aap parayenge, we already should speak Urdu. So he said, zarur mein parah, inshallah. So then we have, I will show the Allah's help. 1983. Seven students graduated from day four already passed away. So Maulana Sema was teaching. Our Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, he started teaching in Newtown Madrasa, that was the name that time, Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya in 1974. And we landed up there in 74. We were Hazrat's first students. Hazrat was very sick, you know. He used to teach like this against the wall and stretch his feet like this. Aaj mein bahut bimar ho. So we used to say there, we said Africans, we sit in front. We don't sit this side. This side Pakistanis, this side. So we say these Pakistanis, they don't part, you know. Inna lillahi. But then he was our gustakhi. So we used to make ribat and say, this Mustad is going to die and pass away in the class just now. So I'm alone with him many times. So I told him, Hazrat, mein maafi manga chahta wa aapse. Today I want to ask you for you. He said, kya hua? I said, Hazrat, you know, hum Afriki tolaba bohot, you know, humare bohot masti bhi. We don't want to sit next to the Pakistani. We sit there and we used to talk about you. Hazrat, you were so sick. We used to say, Hazrat ka intikal ho jayega. He started laughing, you understood? He says, "Me kya maafi hai? It's a very, it's a truth you are saying that I was so sick. It's a miracle I'm still living." Like, so that he was very sick. He had TB and lot of sicknesses. God barakat of knowledge, ustad, parents, dua. Alhamdulillah. Our Maha Shabir Sahib Saluji did me and us a big favor in 1987. Maha Shabir Sahib studied by him. Where was it? 87 he called him here. To Lanesha Darulum, you see, Zakaria, 87. Then 91, 92, January, February, they had their first Jalsa there. Sheikh Huzaifi and them came. Ours was 83. So cut long story short. So then Hazrat Mufti Sahib met Maulana Qasim Sema. So you see, Bukhari Sharif, you have Sulasi Riwayat. So he told Maulana Sema, you know how high your standard is. Maulana Sema got a shock, he didn't know. He say in the whole Junubi Africa, Southern Africa and more, your sanad is the highest. Maybe in our ulama living, your sanad is one of the highest in the world. Mosema got a shock. Mosema said in the durus of Hazrat Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani several times. But then there was all problems there. Hazrat Allama Sahib left. Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani. Then anyway, Baqaida studying Bukhari Sharif, he studied by Hazrat Maulana Abdurrahman Amrohi. Baba, they used to call him. He was 85, 90 years old. Then Hazrat Maulana Abdurrahman Amrohi, Baba, Rahimahullah's teacher, Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi. Hazrat Maulana Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi's teacher, Allama Abshah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Delhi. So between Maulana Qasim Sema and Hazrat Shah Waliullah is only three Ravis. See what a great thing it is. That Mufti Sahib, Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib told, you must remember, our Maulana Qasim Sema. So that is how we should, people then when they heard this, they should come there to Maulana Qasim Sema and say, give us, you understand, sanad and so forth and so on. So we should know the personality he was. Another thing he did, which very few people know, that you must remember that he translated the Quran in Zulu, whole Quran, you know. So I used to see sometimes he's busy and all this kind. Then they told him there's some mistakes in it, then he did it second time and so forth. So what I'm saying, if you study Maulana's life, it was a very, very difficult life. 35 he went, 44 he came back, 42, when he was coming back, you must remember the ship, they torpedoed it. One day, when guests used to come for the Jalsa, then he used to tell me, come with, not because, you must remember, that on the way back from Joburg Airport, Jan Smuts Airport that time, then we will stop in Heidelberg, my hometown. So the guests can make some aram and tea and chai and all that, with meal time, then like that. So it was good for me too. So one day I asked Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema, I said, Hazrat, I heard from this person, this whole story about your ship, but I want to hear from you. So he just laughed and he said, all right. Filled up petrol in Newcastle, everything. Mufti Abdul Wahab Sahib was with. Mufti Abdul Wahab Sahib passed away in that Ishtima when they were coming back, you know, stood from Cape Town, 1990, 91, January. So anyway, cut long story short, so he started there. What happened and what Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri told him, Hazrat Muhammad Adam Sahib told all that. Jang ka zamana tha, it was a war. And they told him that Mauli Qasim, you are going now, it's very dangerous, but you want to go, you finish your course. And Maulana is got first, second, third every year. Very, very intelligent. So they in Dabel. So they told him that what you should do, that read Surah Quraysh. Lila fi Quraysh abundantly. Read Duru Tunajina abundantly. There were 1,000+ passengers in that ship. They torpedoed it. Maulana says this, whether it's true or not true, Allah knows. He says the Japanese torpedoed it because there was gold in that ship. Huh? That's what Maulana used to say. Over 1,000 passengers, only 125, 130 passengers survived. The rest all drowned. So you say, Chaudhvi Raat Ki Chanti. It was a full moon. Imagine in the middle of the ocean, you're on a raft. And you're waiting for somebody to come and help you. One way is reading. And that is how Maulana got saved. All his kitabs, clothing, everything finished. You say, when we landed, they took us back there, you understand, Bombay and all. I only had my lungi and I had my vest on. Nothing else, everything else gone. So then he went back now, Hazrat Muhammad Alam Sahib, Hazrat Bin Nuri Sahib, all of them. They said, oh, best thing now, you finish, go sit there in Majlis Ilmi, go make tahqiq of hadith then. So he used to sit there and all that and there. In that, his mother passed away. You see. That time, no, all the cell phone and all. After 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever, then only he realized his mother passed away. You see. So imagine what was sacrifices, you see. So that is the history. Then 2007, Maulana Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He was like a father, you know. For us, the teachers, he was like a father, and for the students, like a grandfather. So when I used to tell the students, you, I'm going to expel you, you know. So they used to laugh, you know. They said, now when you get expelled, I'll go to my Mausama. Mausama will tell me I must go back to class. So it was like that. So Maulana was very soft, you know, with the students and all this. He loved them, actually. Cape Town students, African students. So that's one part I want to share with you. Second one is Ijtima. When Hazratji, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahib and them came to South Africa, they chose 5 people. Haji Bhai Padia, he's Amir Sahib, everything, you'll all know that. Then 4 others. So who are the 4 others? Maulana Tutla Sahib, Qari Abdul Hamid, Kirk Street, Chota Dadabai, and Bhai Bashir. But Bashir was here in Marisburg, 9 Cape Town and that. I sat with Bashir Bhai and explained to me. I say, I want to sit with you, explain to me. So he said that the first Ijtima we had was in Ladysmith. Where? In the Sufi Masjid. He said, we went here, there and all that transfer. One place they told us, Bhai, we don't have enough towels here for your Ijtima and all this. I don't take the place name. He told me the place. One said, why we all this istima mare? Mamare samaj mein nahi aati, awam ki kya samajh hai? The ulama said, we, Allah Ta'ala chose Ladysmith Sufi Masjid. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri came. Maa Qasim Sema was translating and all that. First istima in South Africa. 67 came Dandi. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib came. So when you meet Bashir Bhai, ask him all this. Then one istima, 69, 70, whatever, maybe some of them. Ye Grace Street it took place. I think Qadi Tayyab Sahib came. So you must ask him all the details. So that is how the ijtima started. Few hundred people, if you get 1,000 people. One was in Myas Farm. You know, so that ijtima I attended. That ijtima I attended, I think it was 69 or 70. From Heidelberg, me and my brother, Ahmed, you know Ismail. So he is Mamaji. So when I went there, I was the only guy with shirt and trouser. I said, who's all these people? Understood? I used to have long hair, and I used to wear my hat backwards, like, you know, like this. This funny style, like, the hair in front of my shoulder, like, you know, like that. So that. And I had my shirt and trousers. Everybody, I see what these people are talking. They never had any, they never have no translation, nothing. So Ahmad also didn't understand, I didn't understand. After 1-2 hours, we went to it. But we went to the ijtima in Myas Farm. They told us a lot of buzruks are coming. So whether it was Qari Tayyab Sahib there or whether it was Mufti Zahab, any one of the great elders came, you understood? In Myas Farm they had the ijtima. You must just find out from Bashir Bhai, they will tell you. So like that, everything. Now the ijtima is in Darul Newcastle. So ijtima, you'll know better than me, what is the maqsad of it? You understood? Maqsad is not, there must be 100,000 and 50,000 and 20. The biggest maqsad is we all must reform ourselves. We all must become better Muslims. Just now Imam Sahib read, وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whosoever strives in the path of Allah, so then you are doing it for your own benefit. If somebody embraces Islam, somebody gets inspired, so that is the secondary benefit. But the first benefit is this. Our Maha Sema used to say that he spent 4 months, you know, before he started the Alum, Ajib Padia and them, they heard. I must tell you one thing I forgot. That Hajib Padia and him said, before you start madrasa and dalum, then to get hold of you will be difficult, you must go 4 months in the path. He said, Tikka. So he went. Mohsema, Rahimahullah, and some of you met him, I met him, Mohana Abdul Qadir Sahib, he was there in Sparks Road. So I met him there by Haji Fakhruddin shop. So he said, Meri mulaqat hui Hazrat Mohana Ilyas Sahib se bhi. So he met Mohana Ilyas Sahib. Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib. I was there in the janaza also. In Grey Street Masjid, the janaza took place. So I was in Durban, they said, So cut long story short, and our Maulana Qasim Sema also met Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib. No word along. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib passed away in 1944. 3 things quickly I tell you, because today my schedule is very tight. This Wednesday night, this Wednesday did pass. Every Wednesday I go, sit with Hazrat Mufti Sahib, sit in the dars and lesson. So when that's finished, then I make my lesson, ask him questions or something about tablik. So he said, chalo, main aapko ek waqiya sunata hoon. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Mufti Rizalak se telling me. He said, ek martaba Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib is Mufti Rizalak Sahib Sheikh, Mufti Saleji Sahib Sheikh, or he passed away in South Africa. So remember that, so all that happened. So he says, Mufti Mahmood Sahib says, that he's telling Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Mufti Rizaul Haq is telling me. One day, they went for gasht and all that day in Mewat. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas, Nawwarullah Marqadahu, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, all that. Then one Mewati did something and what? So somebody in the Jamaat told him, there's wrong this, to in good danta, that he objected on him, criticized him. So everybody kept quiet. So when they came back to Nizamuddin, then Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib said, Mufti Mahmood Sahib is eyewitness to this. He told a brother who objected on the other brother that what you did is wrong. What you did is wrong. So the brother got shocked. The brother did something upside down and at all. He said, these people are new in the work of Dawat and Tabligh and so forth. And you must criticize them, object on them. When woe, these are the words Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Nawwarullah Marqadahu used. He say, jab aapki joote unke liye chapati ban jaye, phir aitraz karna. You understood it? Jab aapki joote unke liye chapati ban jaye, phir aitraz karna. When your shoes becomes like bread, like roti for them, then you must object. Meaning that they have so much love and confidence in you, and then you tell them something, So your jute, your shoes and chapati, the roti will become same thing. How much wisdom there was in that. Because the brothers were new. We experienced this how many times when we went. You go Argentina, you go Uruguay, you go Brazil. All mix up. I told you all the story, I'm sure. When I was in Argentina, Mar del Plata is like your Durban. And the weather is the same. December, January, all that is. Packed to capacity. All the tourists is beach and all that. So our South Africans put up a beautiful masjid there. So one day I saw, like yesterday I was there in Amkumas. So I asked that Muazzin, how long you Muazzin there? He said 27 years. So in the talk I announced it, I could see half the brothers who are from there, and so they were very astonished and surprised that we didn't even know this person is here 27 years. Now when we came, your Muazzin we met, I asked him, Muazzin, how long you here? He said 10 years. That old Muazzin was there 40 years. Now who is there to make qadr of them? So cut long story short, so you must remember when we were there in Mar del Plata, Argentina. Now there is like a free society. So I see this person speaking to this lady. And then, like normal, but inside the masjid. So his name is Jamil. He's like a muazzin. So I asked him, Jamil, this lady you're speaking to every day I see you, she's Muslim. He said, no, she's half Muslim. What she is? Half Muslim. I told him, I'm teaching Islam for more than 40 years and never heard the term half Muslim. What you mean by the half Muslim? Said, no, Friday she reads Salati and Sunday she goes to church. So she's a half Muslim. Now you can't pass fatwa and all that. Say, it's Ramadan. I told him, Jamil, you see, just now we did Asr all that. Then before Maghrib, me and you will sit in the corner, then we start making dua. This half Muslim no good, we have to make full Muslim. I can't go tell him, he'll run away himself also then. So then all that carried on. So then I came home, or went for Umrah, whatever. Then next year we go back. So I meet Jamil. I say, Jamil, how's... He said, no, she's Jamila now. I say, very good. Jamil, handsome, Jamila, beautiful. I say, then? He said, no, I'm married to her. I say, Muslim. He said, now full Muslim. I say, Jamil, your definition, my definition, you're confusing me also, you know. Half Muslim and full. What you mean now by full Muslim? He said, no, she only come masjid, she don't go to church. I say that, you know, you're confusing me. Who perform your nikah? He said, there's Sheikh, they go ask him. I said, no, then everything is all right. It's like that, halat. So when you go out in Jamaat or that, don't just start issuing fatawa and verdicts and all these type of things. Win the people over a little bit. In the Darulum's madrasa is different and all. How did Darulum, your castle, come into existence? Yeah, your Ispingo Beach brothers were the most of them. Haji Abu Bakr Arbi, rahimahullah, by Padia, by motor driver. Whenever I wanted to know something, I had to go by Abu Bakr. Speak to him in Memon, you know. I say, Abu Bakr, okay, cho, he koro cho, this, that, and all that. Then he used to tell me history, geography, everything, you see. A good person he was. I remember his sons, Tahir and Ghora and all of them. I don't know where they now, but I remember them. So, Khurshid and all, Khurshid's daughter. And all. I used to go to the house, you know, and I speak to them there. So anyway, so Abu Bakr used to tell me a lot of stories. They say, come, you're teaching in Darulum. Come, I tell you the history of Darulum, Newcastle. They say there was a church there. Now, they all apartheid, and there's a lot of stories. African Catholic Church. And even in the church, they had apartheid, you see. So they say they want to sell it. So they didn't have enough money. Your Abu Arbi from Ispingo Beach. Where is he buried? In Daya Road. Anybody knows where he's buried? He's buried in land. By us. Abu Arbi buried in land. You sure? Who else knows about it? First time hearing that. So anyway, Jalla, I'll try and verify it. So anyway, so Abu Bakr Arbi, Abu Arbi, you'll call him. So he told me that he told them there in Newcastle that what we must do. The price was We must give them 786. 78,600 and something. That's what he told me. They said, so I told them, he, Haji Abu Bakr Arbi, told them that we must get 40 people. How many? 40 people. And everyone must give 2,000 rand. This is in 72. You see? All the negotiations, 72 ending like that. So they went to this person, Mona Ghora Saleh's father, Haji Ahmed. My father-in-law, our Hafiz Suleiman's father, my father-in-law, Haji Ovi, Haji Abu Bakr Arbi, like that, all from his Pingo Beach. So they went, they gave the 2,000. But they made a condition for Mo Qasim Sema. If the madrasa works, then the money is good. You must keep it and pay it. If the madrasa don't work, you must pay back. Imagine, that condition they made in 72. If the madrasa don't work, you must patala again. You must give us back our 2,000. 2,000 rand in 72, how much money it was. You could go for Hajj and come back maybe. So you must remember, today 2,000 come by bicycle properly. So you reckon Allah ke manzoor wo, Allah ta'ala wanted, and the Darum Farish then took over. See brothers, your Ispingo Beach, thousands of students coming here. I was there in Amkumas, I met Maulana Imran Khamisa, Maulana Ahmed. Maulana Ahmed, our Chota Mota's grandson, Qari Ismail's son. I was asking him how many students were. Where and where did Darulun Madrasas were? But it started in Mias Farm, 1940. You see, Hafiz Abdul Rahman. Started in Newcastle for the ulama, 1973. Ijtima started in 66, by Mota, 62, 63, all that. So brothers, our invitation to all of you is we all should try and attend the Ijtima day in Newcastle and come with this intention, not going to become a big buzruk and all these type of things here, that at least we get some orientation, we get what life's priorities are. See the Ummah today. See what's happening in Durban. Your Durban North, I phoned that one brother, Ahmed Day, yesterday. I say, Ahmed Mota, I want to ask you a question. That masjid you took me, is that Masjidur Rahman? He said, exactly. Because I asked so many people, they say they don't know exactly. So they, when I went to visit them once, they took me there. They said, this is our new masjid and all that. See, now people want to bomb our masajid here in South Africa. Allah forbid. You know what's happening in Gaza. So you must remember, brothers, I'm finishing now. 2 minutes time. Every day, start from today, Ishraq time, and every day you, my mother, sisters, children, all listening on this live stream, whatever. So every day make habit, we'll read 2 rakat salat. Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain. Ya Allah protect the haramain sharifain. You know what's happening. See our people, you know. Hamto, oh yeah, Mona Umarji, he played a big role in Darul Newcastle. Then after him, Yunus Patel played a big role also, afterwards. Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. So anyway, you must remember that hum to khabe ghaflat mein hain. We live in Alice in Wonderland, in our own dream world. Last week, Sunday, was the first Muharram in Makkah Mukarramah. So, you know, we 1 day behind them. We are 7th, they are 8th today. So last week, they changed the kiswa, the ghilaf of the Kaaba. First time in the history of humanity, this MBS, I call him Murtad bin Shaitan. What he did, you must remember, he called the woman also, you also go and help in changing the Kiswan. Now what you need woman to go change the Kiswan? Kiswa is hilaf. First time last week, Sunday, this happened. But the Ummah 90% they won't know these things. You just carry on, khana, peena, sona, pahana, you know. Life is alright. We must know what's happening. Therefore, we say that every day make special dua for the Haramain Sharifin. Funny, funny things are happening. One. Two, Masjidul Aqsa, the Jutlas openly say, we want half of it. So cry to Allah, for what these Palestinians are giving their lives? Ya Allah, we want the protection of Masjidul Aqsa, the first Qibla, and we want the whole of Palestine, which is a legitimate claim of theirs. Nobody can deny that. And then make dua for all our masajid. Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib, he was principal of Darul Deoband for 58 years, say 60 years plus minus. So he said thousand students came to Darul to study. And only few, Allah, comparatively, only few Allah Ta'ala chose. You must remember to make khidmat, whole world. See? So we know the names. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas, Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, Hazrat Mufti Kifayatullah, like that. So you must remember that. So he said, I used to always tell the students, read 2 rakat salat and make dua. Allahumma ij'alni min al-maqbulin. Ya Allah, accept me for your deen. Yesterday there's Ridwan. Ridwan is my niece's son. So he came there, he said he's doing Dora final year. I said, okay, you're doing Dora now before Ramadan, Shaban, you can. What you going to do? He said, no, I'll go Jamaat. I said, very good. I said, then what you going to do? So he made like this. I said, you see, that is very bad. It's Yunus. So you must, from now, you must have your aim in life, what you're going to do. So I told him when I was in second year, third year, I already made up my mind. I can't be imam, I got an old man's voice. You heard the other day on the radio what that person said. He said, Mufti, you're 90 years old, but you got voice of 40-year-old person. So I said, mashallah, the compliment. You know, so we've been 90 years old, mashallah, and 40-year-old voice. So I can't make imam at that. I can't teach children. So best I must get into a Darul Uloom. So last fazal it happened. Now all the chakkar of Vijay, but anyway we landed up with Allah's fazal. So Allah's mercy. So brothers, you must tell your children, your students, your sons, ulama, this, you must give them direction from now what you want to do. And then you spend your whole life in that, remember that. That is big. So each one of us must do that. Ya Allah, and all, whether we alim, not alim, whatever, Ya Allah, accept me for your deen. Finish. Simple story. Ya Allah, accept me for your deen. And see, Allah will make the asbab. Allah will make the means. Whether we do dawah, tabligh, whether we do the dars, whether we passing fatawas, whether we... So any way get involved in deen. Haji Bhai Padia used to take me home. And he used to tell me, he say, he worked the Dawud and Tabligh is the is the mother. And he's giving water to all the Darul, he's giving water to all the welfare, he's giving water to all the maktabs. Say, that is our kaam, Dawud and Tabligh. You see, brother? So inshallah, we all will do inshallah. So, maaf, we took a lot of time. Because maaf make dua for all our marhumin, they all our muhsin, you know. We made dua for Haji Bhai Padia anytime. We had a janaza. I came from Newcastle. They told us 10 o'clock, then 11 o'clock, then 12 o'clock, then 1 o'clock was janaza. By the time we reached back, it was 4 o'clock, you know. So the next day I went to teach the students. I said, you know where I went. They just kept quiet. I said, I went to Springbok Beach. We read janaza salat and came back. Never slept whole night, but I'm a teacher all the time. So I was trying to tell them that don't look for excuses. You're head paining, toe paining, just stay absent. You must learn to make some sacrifice and all these type of things. You see, by Mota, what were sacrifices in me? So we must make qadr and all these things. These were all our... We just come put flowers, little bit. They did all the groundwork, all the qurbani, everything. More Qasim Sema, Imam Tuan Guru. We never even heard his name. Imam Tuan Guru wrote the first Quran at Robben Island. He built the first masjid, 1794, 200 years before democracy. See? We must learn what things they did and make dua, Ya Allah, reward them handsomely for their great grace. They went to jail. Mawasema went to jail also. He was doing his own dawat tabligh among the Africans. The white police came to put him in jail. Say, you... One uprising here. You're putting all these black people up against the white government. See, all these things happen. So Allah Ta'ala grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. Allah give us tawfiq. So we'll see you all in the Ijtima, inshallah. That Ijtima, that inshallah also came out like, you know, when brothers don't want to go 40 days and 4 months, they may inshallah. You see? So you'll meet inshallah later, or we won't come. We will come inshallah. That's better, subhanAllah.